God bless you. Welcome to podcast number 98. Come on, Jeff Majors. Help us get started here today. Come on now.
Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me.
God bless you. I pray we feel that way. This is Reverend C.L. Jones from Diamond Grove Baptist Church, 127 Diamond Grove Road, Skippers, Virginia. If you have your swords, can you turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9? Let's look at verses 23 and 24. And they read as follows. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thy mind unbelief. God's blessed word for God's blessed people. But I was tagging this, I would tag it, help my unbelief. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do love you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Now, Father, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. And, Lord, I pray you allow this vessel to decrease and my spirit, your spirit to increase. And that we all, including myself, may hear what thus saith the Lord. Father, we call it victory already. In Jesus' name, amen. Help my unbelief. We had most recently spoke about how what you believe can allow you to have either benefits or curses. Now, today we may see by not believing how we can place a separation or a pause in our relationship with God. It works better for us if we, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. And I think that it would be safe to say that many believers today, me included, has found that Proverbs 3:5 to be very true and very beneficial. One reason is because God is sovereign, which means that he has ultimate authority, power, and control over all things. Rather or not, if you believe, doesn't make his power any less powerful. God is not bound or limited by if we believe or not. If we tussle with our beliefs, then our prayer need to be, Lord, help my unbelief. This lesson today comes out of all three of the synoptic gospels, and Mark tells more of an extended version. The faith and belief of our disciples appear to have been tested. You see, Peter, James, and John had just come down from what we call Mount of Transfiguration, when they saw Elijah, Moses, and Jesus talking, Peter stood there, not knowing what to say, suggested that they build 3 tabernacles. But then Mark 9:7 said, "And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my beloved son, hear him.'" Then all of a sudden, only Jesus was standing there. They were told to hold their peace about what they had seen until after the Son of Man rise up from the dead. Now, whenever Jesus allowed it, there would always be a multitude. Now, one of the multitude came to Jesus and told him how he had brought his son, dumb spirit, foaming, gnashing of teeth, to his disciples, but they could not heal him. Jesus said, "O faithless generation, how long?" Which probably was directed to his disciples. And then he said to the father, "Bring him to me." So the man did. Now, Mark 9:20, the NIV said it like this. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. And he fell to the ground and rolled around foaming at the mouth. Now, there is no question that today's doctors would have diagnosed this man as with a sort of extreme mental illness. But Jesus concurred with the Father. His diagnosis was that he was demon-possessed. So Jesus then asked, "How long has he been like this?" And the father replied, "From childhood." He told Jesus that it's trying to kill his boy by throwing him into the fire and the water just to try to kill him. And then he asked Jesus in Mark 9:22, he said, "But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." He was sincere. That brings us to Mark 9:23 and 24. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." This man believed, or he was at least willing to try and believe. Now, one way we can overcome unbelief is if we know God's will. That brings us to Romans 10:17. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This man was talking to the word. Jesus is the word. Another way to overcome unbelief is to reject fear. For a believer, the only antidote to fear is to believe. Faith cancels fear. Remember 2 Timothy 1:7? For God has not given us the spirit of fear. But to really overcome unbelief, just believe in God's love. 1 John 4:16 says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. When Jesus saw this crowd coming, he charged the evil spirit out of the boy. And then the word said, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him right on up. Now, privately, Jesus' disciples asked, why could they not do such a thing? And Jesus might have sensed that they were not praying for healing in the proper context of faith. Jesus points out that it was because of a lack of faith. They needed the kind of faith that is acquired by prayer and fasting. Now, some translations don't even mention fasting, but fasting kind of adds a level of sincerity and urgency to our petition before God. Fasting disciplines us. And since fasting is mentioned in the New Testament approximately 31 times, it would be hard to say that fasting should not be a valid practice for believers today. Today we can do what we do because Jesus did what he did. What he did on Calvary should help my unbelief. When he died for me, that alone should help my unbelief. They buried him in a tomb, but when he got up out of that tomb, that definitely helped my unbelief. So you've been sick. You've been in trouble. You out of work. So say you got a habit. Say you're out of money. Well, James Cleveland would say like this, where is your faith? Where is your faith in God? God bless you. God bless you. I don't know if any of you who have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But if you haven't, or if you're not sure, come on and say this with me. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is the virgin-born son of Mary. Lord, I believe that he went to Calvary's hill to die for my sins. Lord, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. The word says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Let us pray for this world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we asking you to just watch over this world, this country, especially those that are struggling, those bereaved families, those don't have a roof over their head, over the highways and byways, those confined to the prison, behind the prison walls, Lord, those may be in hospitals, and those that can't even help themselves, Lord, we ask that you will watch over them and help their unbelief. If they can believe and call on Jesus, let them know, if they trust in you with all their heart, lean not to their own understanding, that you will acknowledge their path. Oh, Father, we're thanking you for your word, giving you the praise and glory right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Just like I always say, let's keep each other in prayer. And until we meet again,